We're doing Gemara Brachas Rav Techav Beis Amud Aleph. We had said that Rabbi Yehuda treats learning the blessings of on bread before and after bread, and the blessings before and after Shema, he treats them like Hilchos Derech Eretz, which we will understand after we see this Braisa. The Tanya, the Braisa says the following. It says in the Torah, Vodatam Levanecha V'Levnei Vanecha, you will teach the Torah to your children and grandchildren. V'chtiv Batrei, and then it says, Yom Shamat Alifnei Hashem Lokecha Bechorev. The day you stood before Hashem your God at Sinai. Malalan Be'ema V'ira Beretet U'Vezia. Just like when you stood at Sinai, it was with awe, with fear, with trepidation and trembling. Afkan Be'ema V'ira Beretet U'Vezia. So to hear, when you learn Torah and you're teaching your children and grandchildren Torah, it has to be with the proper awe and respect. Mikan Amru, from here our sages taught, Hazavim Ve'Mtzorei Muvein Al Nidot. A person who is defiled because he had a flow of ziva. He is defiled because he has tzaras. He is defiled because he was with a woman when she had her onset. Mutarin likor petrav venevim v'ktuvim. So although he is defiled until he purifies himself, but he is nonetheless permitted to read Tanakh, lishnot b'mishnah v'gemara, to review Mishnah and Gemara, v'alachot v'agadot, the halachos, the agados. All these people, although they are seriously defiled, that doesn't preclude their involvement in Torah. But a person who had an emission, a person who either willfully or against his will, he had an emission, that person may not learn Torah. Because Torah has to be learned in a state of awe and respect. And when a person was with his wife, so that involves a certain lightheadedness, he may not learn Torah. And from here I pointed out that the holiest person on earth, when he's with his wife, is supposed to have a certain element of lightheadedness. The Torah didn't expect anything different, quite the contrary. You see, that's a given. That's part of people being intimate, that there is a certain amount of joking around that goes on there. No. Because the other defilements are more serious.
Right. So
right.
It's just about lightheadedness.
Yeah.
But then other people have lightheadedness too.
Right. Says Rashi, Aval Bal Keri Eino Ela Mitoch Kalut Rosh V'Zechut Hadat. At the end of the day, when a person was with his wife, there's a certain attitude that happens, and it takes a certain seriousness to come out of it. So where, how does he come out of it? He goes to mikveh. That forces him to take something seriously. That's different. We didn't say lightheadedness. We said that's pride. Yeah. There a person feels full of himself.
Right.
It's not lightheadedness. It's a different thing.
That's also trepidation.
Could be. But it doesn't take as much to overcome that. Slowly, I didn't follow.
This is not denying what we learned.
This is not
denying what we learned before, that because it was the previous time, I didn't learn it wrong.
So, the institution was that so long as the Baal Keri is Tameh, he shouldn't learn Torah till he goes to Mikveh. But the logic behind it was that Chazal said we understand from the Torah that Torah has to be learned with a certain level of awe. And when a person was with his wife, he left that level of awe, and he has to come back to it. Is the mikveh what does it, or was the mikveh an institution to bring us there? It seems, I would say the latter, although maybe the Kabbalist would say the former. What do I know? Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi omer shoneu bar giliyot, uvevat shlo yetzeit ha-mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says he is permitted to learn Mishnayos that he knows by heart, that he could say them just to review them so he doesn't forget his tradition, but he shouldn't be the one to go and explain the logic behind the Mishnayot. He should just review the stuff he knows by heart easily. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef omer matzio ot ha-mishnah v'lo matzio ot ha-gemara. He says he could teach the Mishnah, but he shouldn't teach the Talmud. Rabbi Natan ben Avishalom omer af matzio ot ha-gemara uvivad shelo emar skarot sheba. He says he teaches Talmud, but he doesn't say God's name in the Talmud. And from here I pointed out, it seems that when they learned Talmud, they would say God's name as they learned Talmud. They would say when they read Psukim, they'd say Hashem's name that are mentioned in the Psukim. Today, obviously, our custom is not to do so. Notice that he is called Abinatan ben Avi Shalom, as Tosus points out in Yuma, where the Talmud says you shouldn't name your children the names of wicked people. So then how come you have a Tana named Abinatan ben Avshalom? He says, no, it's not Avshalom, it's Avi Shalom. That's why sometimes when people have children, they ask me if they should name their son Avshalom. I say, no, name him Avi Shalom. That's a name that appears in our Talmud and in the Jerusalem Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan Asanlar, Talmidos של Rabbi Akiva, משום Rabbi Akiva אומר, לא ייכנס למדרש כל עיקר, ואמרה לא ייכנס לבית המדרש כל עיקר. He says he shouldn't enter the Medrash, or either it means he shouldn't enter learning Midrashim, because Midrashim are interpretations of verses, or it means he shouldn't enter the base Medrash. It doesn't matter if it's to teach or to review, he shouldn't enter that altogether. One opinion says he shouldn't enter the learning altogether. The other opinion says he shouldn't enter the base medrash. According to the first opinion, he could enter the base medrash and listen to the learning, he just shouldn't partake of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, oh, so this is the Rabbi Yehuda we needed. Everything until now was introductory. We quoted this whole braisa for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Shoneu bilchot derech eretz. What he is permitted to learn are the laws of derech eretz. What are the laws of derech eretz? Open a Talmud, one of those big fat versions of Talmud, where you have Gemara Avodah Zarah, and in the back over there you have tractate Pirkei Avos, after which you have the Masechtot Ktanot, the miniature Masechtos, which include a tractate called Maseches Derech Eretz. So there's a tractate. You have Maseches Geirim, Maseches Kutim, Maseches Sefer Torah, Maseches Smachos, Maseches Kala, Kala Rabasi, Avos to Rabbi Nosson. One of the Masechtos there is Maseches Derech Eretz. It happened that Rabbi Yehuda himself was defiled to Maskeri. Okay, obviously he's a married person, that's normal. He was walking by the stream. So his students obviously were aware that he was defiled. They weren't sharing the food, so they knew it. So they said, teach us Allah and Hilchos Derech Eretz. So he went down to the river, immersed himself, and then he went and taught them. Amrulo lo kach limatanu rabenu shoneu bilchot derech eretz. So students asked him, but you said that for hilchos derech eretz you don't need to immerse yourself. So why'd you do that? Amar lehem af al pi shemekel ani al acharim, machmir ani al atzmi. He said, even though I am lenient for others, I am stringent on myself. So this brings the question. Rashi's one of the interpretations in the Mishnah Aseto Atcha Keva is that you should have a steady halacha for you and others. Well, you see here that doesn't exactly work. Okay, so that needs work.